A fortified Washington, D.C. is awaiting the arrival of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. He'll travel from his home state of Delaware to the Capitol in the next 24 hours. Vetting continues for thousands of National Guard troops that have been called to D.C. The defense secretary says there is no indication of an insider threat to Mr. Biden's inauguration. As a new presidential chapter is set to begin, Donald Trump is entering the final hours of his term. He's expected to embark on a possible blitz of pardons before leaving for Florida instead of attending the inauguration. At the same time, the Biden administration has signaled a strong show of intent in tackling the pandemic. His team has vowed to block Mr. Trump's plan to lift travel bans on Brazil and much of Europe. It's part of a flurry of executive orders signed by President Trump yesterday. Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. for more. Simon, the day is just getting underway in the U.S. Capitol. What is Mr. Trump likely to be doing on this, his final day in office?
Well, I think a flurry of activity. Absolutely, Steve. This is President Trump's last chance the next few hours leading up to Wednesday's midday inauguration here to get stuff done. And first of all, the first order of business, pardons. We think we're going to see that the president is either commuting or pardoning the sentences of approximately 100 individuals. We don't believe at the moment that any members of his own family are on the list. It was reported here last night that Donald Trump Jr. Said of the possibility of a preemptive pardon, I'm not getting one and I don't want one because I don't need one. There will be lawyers out there who perhaps at a later date question whether that was the right decision by the president's son. But no indication that the Trump family's characters are going to appear on that list. A whole raft of political figures who have found themselves into trouble, business figures who have found themselves in difficulty. The rapper Lil Wayne apparently may make it onto the list. He is being held on in relation to a guns charge. So we're waiting for that and for other executive orders where President Trump tries to create a fait accompli in a whole variety of different areas for Joe Biden to inherit. In other words, tries to tie Joe Biden's shoelaces on the way into the Oval Office. The Democrats insist any measures that President Trump signs today or in the last couple of days will immediately be reviewed by the Biden team and in very large measure will, at the stroke of Joe Biden's pen, be undone.
Now, speaking of Biden, he has already promised to reverse some of Mr. Trump's policies on his first day in office. What are some of the big ones?
Well, we know that on the first day in office, he also is going to flourish his executive pen and sign a whole raft of executive orders. One of them will take the United States back in to the Paris Climate Change Accords. Another will end the travel ban that President Trump enforced using an executive order on nations with predominantly Islamic populations. There's also talk about rescinding an order that President Trump is talking about signing that would allow non-US citizens from Europe and other destinations to start traveling back into the United States at a time when, of course, the Biden team will argue that that certainly will not assist America in combating COVID-19. So that may well be undone. I think it's very important to remember throughout the next few days, Steve, today and tomorrow, that this country is not an authoritarian government. And these executive orders, whether they're signed by Donald Trump today or Joe Biden tomorrow, only go so far. At the end of the day, the big tests are going to be the set pieces of legislation that are yet to come.
Certainly are. Thanks very much for that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.